Okay, good evening, everybody. So tonight what we're going to learn is Daf Tes Amud Aleph. We're in Siman Resh Mem Vav in Hilchos Shabbos. So let's just remind ourselves that in Si'if Aleph, we learned that there were two deos about renting something out to an Einu Yehudi, a Kli that does Malacha, like a Macharesha and things like that, on Erev Shabbos. So the Yesh Omrim said that it's Asur Lahaskir on Erev Shabbos, whereas the first day in Shulchan Aruch said that it was Mutter. So we're holding at Si'if Beis right now on page Tes Amud Aleph. Simeration of Sif Beis. So says Shulchan Aruch, Asur Lahashil Shum Kli Leni Yehudi B'Shabbos, V'afilu B'Erev Shabbos Imu Samach L'Chashecha. You're not allowed to lend out any sort of Kli to an Einu Yehudi on Shabbos itself, and not only not on Shabbos, but even on Erev Shabbos, if it's very close to Shabbos, Kol Shein Shuhus L'Otzio Mipesach Beiso Shalom Mashil Kodem Chashecha. If it's so close to Shabbos that there's no way he's going to be able to take the Kli out of your house before Shabbos starts, because someone who sees this guy schlepping out a kli from your house, from a Jewish person's home on Shabbos, is going to assume that you told him to do so and that you violated Amira L'Nachri. So this sounds like purely a Maris Ha'ayin issue, that if someone's going to come and take a kli out of your house on Shabbos, if the Nachri is going to come and take it out on Shabbos, it's going to look like you asked him to do so. So take a look at the Mishnah Brura, Sif Katan Vav, Shum Kli, Hainu afilu kelim shenos in ben malacha vasra afilu de rishona. That this is even according to the day of Rishona in Sif Aleph, which was Mekil to lend and to rent before Shabbos. So even according to that opinion, and even if it's a kli that doesn't do any malacha at all, it's a jacket, it's a whatever, anything, a kli that doesn't do any malacha at all. Va'afilu be'erev Shabbos imhu. So we said even on erev Shabbos, if there's not going to be enough time to take it out, va'aser az afilu limkor lo olita lo matana. Wow. Even it's going to be usher then even to sell it to him or to give it to him as a matana, where by the time Shabbos rolls around, it's not even your kli anymore. It's his kli by the time Shabbos rolls around. As we're going to see later on. Kodem chashecha, if he cannot remove it, kodem chashecha. Hainu kodem shetishka hachama. Kodem chashecha means before shkia. Once shkia comes, for all intents and purposes, we assume that it's already Shabbos. Even though it's not really Shabbos legabe all halachos, meaning it's a safek, it's ben hashmashos, but it's enough Shabbos for us to consider it to be a violation of this issue, because anyone who sees you doing it, who sees the nachri taking it out of your house, is going to think that you told him that to take it out. Tzivohu lo tzio, sifkat and tes, l'chutz l'rushas harabim, that you told him to go take it out to rushas harabim, and that itself is a malacha. So it's going to look like you asked him to do the malacha of hotza'a, to take your item from your house out into the rushas harabim. So says Mishmura, wait a second, but if you don't live in an area where there's a rushas harabim right outside of your house, so is that really such a problem that it's going to look like you told the nachri to remove something from your house? There's no malacha if you don't have a rushas harabim right outside of your house. Va'afilu didan d'leslan rushas harabim gemura aser. Even we who do not have a full-fledged Rishus HaRabim outside of our homes is Aser, right? Because to have a real Rishus HaRabim, it's got to be a place where, according to many Rishonim, where Shishim Rebo people pass every day. So I don't know where you live, but you probably don't live on a street where 600,000 people pass on a daily basis. So if you don't have a Rishus HaRabim Gemura right outside of your house, which we typically don't, it's still going to be Aser. Why? Amir Leinu Yehudi Shvusu Afilu B'Milu D'Rabbanan. Says Mishmur, you got to remember, Amir L'Nachri is an Isser. It's an Isser even if what you're asking the other fellow, the Nachri, to do is a D'Rabbanan. Meaning, I've quoted many times, Rabbi Reisman likes to say that when he was growing up, there used to be an Isser called Amir L'Nachri. Now apparently there's a Heter called Amir L'Nachri. No, it's still an Isser. There's an Isser called Amir L'Nachri. Not only is there an Isser called Amir L'Nachri, there's an Isser even to ask the Nachri to do a D'Rabbanan. Oh, I thought Shvus to Shvus is Mutter. Shvus to Shvus is Mutter b'makom mitzvah, b'makom tzorach gadol, where there's got to be a real tzorach for Shvus to Shvus. Without that, Shvus to Shvus is aser. So says Mishnah Berurah, yeah, it's a shvus to shvus. Then it's amira l'nachri on removing something from a house to a carmelis. Good, that's aser. You're not allowed to do amira l'nachri, even on a drabanan. Vim kain, if that's the case though, emi irmu kafes chamu demutul etalta b'kula v'inu digam kain darsham shari l'ashilu kelim she'il osam lach ben. If let's say you have an eruv, let's say you have a city where you're allowed to carry throughout the city, it's surrounded by a wall or by tzuras ha-pesach, and you have an eruv chatzer or something that makes it that it's mutter to carry. Oh, so then you could have the nachri take things out of your house on Shabbos. V'limkarlo laskiro aser apazeh. But to sell to him or to rent out to him is going to be asur even in such a city. Shlo yomu shemachar v'hiskolo b'Shabbos. Because you don't want people to think that you did that transaction on Shabbos. Meaning the transaction of a mechira or a schira, that itself is asur on Shabbos. So if it makes it look like the transaction happened on Shabbos, that's vayter going to be asur. Happens to be, in the Dirshu, he points out that we said before, shvus to shvus is asur. He says, but if it's b'makom mitzvah, like you have chametz that you discovered in your house on Pesach, and you want the nachri to get it out of your house as quickly as you can, so the Ramah is going to say in Shin Chafei that you're allowed to tell the nachri to take it even on Shabbos if it's, let's say, it's not on Pesach, it's Erev Pesach Shechal B'Shabbos, and you realize you have chametz left and you got to get rid of it before Pesach starts, and Erev Pesach Shechal B'Shabbos, so that's the Tzarech Mitzvah, right? That's what the Mishnah Berurah is going to write over there, that according to many poskim bizmanenu, we don't have a Rishus Ram Daraisa, so it's only Shvus to Shvus, and Shvus to Shvus is mutter b'mako mitzvah, and that would be considered a mako mitzvah. V'imu kelim sholsim ben malacha, and if we're dealing with kelim that actually do malacha, afilu la'ashilo aser, you can't even lend it to him, forget about renting or selling it to him, elim kin yotziach m'beso kodem, yotziach m'beso kodem Shabbos, unless he removes them from your house before Shabbos, shlo yomru b'shlichuso shal Yisrael osa malacha b'Shabbos, so that no one should think that he's doing the malacha with those kelim with your shlicha. So essentially what the Mishnah told us is that there are three levels of Isser over here when you have a Nachri taking something out of your house on Shabbos. There's the Isser of just taking something out and the giving the impression that you told him to take something out, which is a Malach of Hotzah. So if it's a situation where there's an Eruv and therefore there's no Chashash of that, so then that would be okay. You'd have resolved that issue. Then there's an issue of that it looks like you may have made a transaction on Shabbos. If it's a rental or a sale, so it makes it look like you did that transaction on Shabbos. So the way around that is to not do a rental or a sale, but just to tell them to take it out, right? And then it would not be, you would not run afoul of that concern. And then there's the issue of it looks like an item that the Nachri is going to be doing malacha with on Shabbos, where it looks like you asked him to do that malacha, and if it happens to be an item with which you don't do malacha, then you don't run afoul of that. So you have to be careful that you're not running afoul of any of those three concerns. That it's going to look like you asked him to do malacha, that it's going to look like you did a transaction that's prohibited, or that it's going to look like you asked him to do a malacha of hotza. Mm-hmm. So you have to address all three of those concerns in order for it to be mutter. Sif Gimel. We're not going to do all of Sif Gimel today, but we'll at least get started. Asur lahaskir o lahashul behemtov le'in Yehudi k'dei shi'asa b'malacha b'Shabbos shadu metzufa shvisas behemtov. This is important. A pasuk in the Torah that there is a dinta oraisa called shvisas behema, that your animal is not allowed to do malacha on Shabbos. So if you lend or rent your animal to a nachri so that the nachri could use that animal to do malacha on Shabbos, that's a violation of shvisas behema. Take a look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Yud, Asur lahaskir, afilu biyom rishon v'afilu b'avla, even if it's on Sunday that you rent it, and you say, I'm renting it to you for the whole week, and he'll pay you one lump sum for the whole week, so you don't run afoul of Schar Shabbos, because it's b'avla, he's not paying you separately for Shabbos. Still, it's going to be asur, because your animal that you still own is going to be doing malacha on Shabbos, and that's a violation of shvisas behema. Kedesha yase, tzorich lomer, shema yase ba, meaning what it's not kedesha yase, there's no way a Jew is going to lend or rent the behema dafka so that the nachri should do it on Shabbos. That doesn't make any sense. Why would I care that he does malacha with this animal on Shabbos and his property with that? Why would that be nogea to me? No, but what it means to say is I'm not allowed to do it because Shema Yaseh, but because I have to be concerned that he might do Malacha with this Beim on Shabbos. And why is this so problematic? Because there's a din called Shvisas Behemto, Sivkat in your days. The Chsiv, Pasuk says, Lemanya Nuach Shorcha V'chamorecha. Arsameach is quoting the Dirshu over here that the Torah is, that the Ratzon HaTorah is, he quotes from the Arsameach, that the Ratzon HaTorah is that Balei Chayim should rest because Al Yidei the Malacha, there's a Hargashas Tzar. Whereas Beishameh holds that the Torah is Mitzvah and Shvisas Kelim, the Gedra of the Mitzvah is that any inyan related to a person and his Malachos that are normally done on his behalf should stop on Shabbos. Meaning Beis Hillel holds that we don't have a din of Shvisas Kelim, only a din of Shvisas Behemah. Beishameh thinks that it expands not only Shvisas Behemah, there's Shvisas Kelim as well. So they must be arguing about what outside of your own person is included in this din of Shvisa. So what exactly is the Gedra of that? Why would Beis Hillel only expand it to Behemah, which the Torah of the Beferish does, and Beisham, I think, it expands to Kalim as well. Okay, so that's what the Ar Sameach addresses. But anyway, the Pasuk is Beferish, that when it comes to Shorcha v'Chamorcha, V'yafal gavdi hisker beimalein Yehudi, and even though you rented it to the Einu Yehudi, Hakaimelin de Schirus Lokanya. But we paskin that Schirus is not a Kinyan. So the Einu Yehudi rented it, but it's not his, it's still yours, and therefore it's your violation of Shvisas Behemah. V'avalek behemto shel Yisrael mitzuv al Shvisasa. It's actually the Jews' Behemah that has to do Shvisa. V'yesh omrim d'luchumra amrina d'schirus kanya. Now it's important to know that even though we say schirus lo kanya, in luchumra we're choshesh that schirus may be kona, not luchula. Meaning, so it's still going to be usher to rent it to the nachri, where the nachri is going to be doing malach with your behema. But luchumra I'm going to be choshesh that schirus is kanya. How so? V'alkeinim Yisrael sachar behema me'ena Yehudi mitzuv al shvisasa. That if you rent a behema from an ena Yehudi, that behema also can't do work. You can't say, schirus lo kanya, it's the nachri's behema. No, it's an issa daraisa. It's potentially an issa daraisa for that behema to do work also, because schirus might be kanya, and therefore it's considered yours. And it's proper to be machmir about this, since at the end of the day, what we're talking about over here is in fact an isadaraisa. Vim schara me'enu Yehudi v'chazur v'eskira le'enu Yehudi shari mimanafshach. If you rented it from an enu Yehudi and then you went back and you rented that to another enu Yehudi, right? So then it's going to be mutter mimanafshach. Because if Schirus is lo kanya, so then it was never yours in the first place. It belongs to the original Einu Yehudi. And if Schirus is kanya, yeah, maybe you were koneh, but now you've been makneh it to somebody else. So then it's going to be mutter, because then there's an Einu Yehudi on either end. Vim kanah behemah Einu Yehudi, o machal Einu Yehudi, v'mashich l'chud, o bekesb l'chud, havishrek the din v'azin l'chumr l'nishvisas behemah. Now, this relates to something we've already discussed, that kinyanim are complicated when it comes to a nachri. So if the type of kinyan you used was only a kinyan mashicha, or only a kinyan kesef, so it's a suffix whether such a kinyan works, bin Yisrael the nachri. And therefore, it's not good enough. Meaning, you can't say, I sold it to the nachri, it's his behema. Yeah, but did he do all the requisite forms of kinyan to be absolutely certain that it belongs to the nachri? If not, then it's a violation of, then it's still a possible violation of Shvisas Behema. Maybe we'll start with the Ramah tomorrow. Just to point out about Shvisas Behema is that that means that the animal's doing like farm work. It means that the animal's doing the kind of malacha that a shor does. It does not necessarily where the animal's carrying something. Someone once asked me about they accidentally had a light that turned off, and they had the dog well trained where they can they could say Sparky or whatever, and they point to the light, and the dog jumps up on the wall and hits the light switch. So is that a violation of Shvisas Behemah on Shabbos? Probably not. It's weird, but I'm not sure that it's maybe Zilzal Shabbos, maybe other things, but it's probably not a violation of Shvisas Behemah. I mean, that's not the kind of malacha that's included in Shvisas Behemah. Okay, so Bezrashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the Ramah on the bottom of Tesa Min Aleph, and we'll try to finish up Sif Gimel. Okay, have a wonderful evening, everyone.